This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Ti Xiao Ik with Lim Su Ann and Kelly Anissa. Earlier, we talked about the dying kopitiams in KL. And for our second story, we'll be looking at something else related to eating. And we have a poll on that.
So we're asking you, are you okay eating alone in public? So 86% of you have said yes, followed by 13% who said only if I have to, and only 2% of you said never.
Yes. This looks to be a trend that is on the increase. I mean, 86% of you saying that you're okay to eat alone. I guess it indicates that quite a number of you are comfortable doing it. Yeah. So this is in response to an article in The Guardian, which reports that a third of people in Britain now regularly eat every meal on their own. So we'll be exploring whether this trend is fueling the epidemic of loneliness or if there are actually hidden benefits there.
So share with us your thoughts. You know, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. So eating alone has become a defining feature of modern life. Someone grabbing a quick breakfast on the way to work, family members whose schedules don't match up, or even older people who live alone.
Yes.
But it's a practice that sort of, that goes against our societal culture, right? Because eating in groups is a universal human right.
Yeah.
And traditionally, having meals together is how we meet our fundamental need for connection with others.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's unpack the idea of eating alone. There are many different concepts here. I mean, firstly, is eating out alone or in public, as we asked you on our Twitter poll. And this is probably the most difficult form of solo dining. Many people are uncomfortable with the idea of going to a restaurant or any eating outlet and sitting alone, surrounded by tables of couples or groups. But in the UK, at least, people seem less self-conscious about solo dining now. So over there, they have a bookings website called Open Table, which recently reported that reservations for a table of one have increased across the country by 160% since 2014.
Wow.
And, you know, they have increasingly in restaurants things like bar seating and communal tables, where if you're a solo diner, you might be more comfortable sitting at those kinds of areas.
And I think the second type would be eating alone at home. And it's something that probably a lot of people can relate to. But cooking for one can be quite tricky, especially when it comes to Asian cuisine.
Yes.
Because, you know, you like to have a lot of dishes.
That's right.
And eat it with rice.
Yeah, that's right. And so, yeah, preparing a lot of dishes makes more sense if you're preparing for more people.
Yeah. So grocery shopping for one probably ends up with us wasting a lot of food. And in the UK, Tesco actually announced plans last year to stock more than 400 single portion products, including burgers, steaks and vegetables. So it's going on the trend of people increasingly eating alone at home.
Yeah.
And another concept is having meal prep. So meal prepping is an online trend that appeals to the younger people. So mostly young working adults who do not want to spend a lot of time preparing meals. It's basically a health conscious version of batch cooking, where you prep easy meals that you can portion out and freeze. So the hashtag meal prep is an Instagram craze that has almost 10 million posts.
I checked it out earlier, and basically, people are just posting like what kinds of meals they prep, you know, like huge trays of things that you can freeze, like lasagna and all that, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So how common is solitary eating and who tends to do it? In the UK, again, where this article is based, it's most common among the over 65s, with around half of those over 75 living alone. And it's also found to be very common among the 16 to 24 year olds. So, I mean, we don't have these kinds of figures here, but it would be interesting to see how the demographics differ here, actually, considering sort of different cultural and social practices that we have. But anyway, just to get an idea of the trend of dining alone, I spoke earlier today to Zoe Rai. He's the owner and chef of Zoe, a restaurant in Bangsa. Here's my conversation with him. Zoe, you've worked in restaurants abroad and now you have your own place here in KL. What have you observed with regard to the trend of people dining out alone?
Well, I think it's becoming more and more common, and you get to see a lot more people sitting on their own, be it guys, be it girls, especially girls now. They come for lunch on their own, or they come for dinner on their own, and It's nice to see it because in the past, I think people are a little bit shy to go and eat on their own. I think there was a bit of a stigma that, how come you don't have any friends or you got no one to sit with and talk. But I think now everyone realized that, you know, the pressures of modern day living is like trying to get all your friends together to sit down and have a meal. Now it's already like a work thing already. You have to schedule in advance. You got to make sure everyone can meet you at a certain place given traffic and work commitments. So I think people now just realize that, look, I want to have a nice meal and I can't wait around for everyone to be free, so I'll just go and have it on my own.
But, you know, traditionally, eating together is how we socialize, right? It's how we connect with people. So do you think that takes away that very crucial aspect of our lives?
No, I think it's still prevalent. I still see a lot of people coming in groups and families. But again, it's a question of are you eating because it's part of your daily routine? At a certain time, you need to eat whether you like it or not. You're hungry. Or is it something that you consciously do that, okay, I want to spend time alone, which I also notice there are some people, and I talk to some of my guests, and they feel that, no, I just like to have some me time, alone time. I want to enjoy my meal and I need the time to think and to reflect on the issues that they're going through. So it doesn't necessarily mean if you're sitting alone, they didn't want it. Actually, sometimes they do because it gives them a chance to go through what they need to go through mentally. And then they use that time to sort out what they want to do with their lives going forward.
I mean, do you think that in eating alone, we get to recapture what is the true essence of that experience of eating? What does the experience of eating mean to you?
I think the experience of eating is enjoying not just the food, but the environment. So that's why it's important when I did my place that the environment was conducive, it's very relaxing, it feels like a house, like a home, and music to play very, very, you know, very nice music that make you enjoy the experience. So there's a difference between eating and having a dining experience. So if you eat just for the sake of eating, you don't care the surrounding area. You don't care what's it like around you. But if you want to have a dining experience, then every little thing matters. The decor, the smell, the temperature, the color, you know, every little bit kind of like is an experience that you will take away with you.
And, you know, having said that, though, many people, when they eat alone, they're on their phones. You know, they're reading something and they're watching something. Is that a good or a bad thing?
I think it's as Shakespeare said, it is what it is. You know, it's neither good nor bad, but the thinkers that make it so, you know. So I believe that you could be staring blankly at the wall or you could be looking at a phone. Or you could also be reading or you could be writing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter as long as you are actually enjoying that moment. It doesn't really matter what you're doing at that point. I mean, it's even worse if you're sitting with people and you're on your phone, which is what's something that we see all the time. So at least if you're on your own on the phone, that's fine, I think, with me.
And there's also some discussion around whether eating alone is actually sort of worse for your eating habits, in the sense that some studies postulate that when you eat alone, you tend to overeat. But, you know, conversely, there are psychological studies showing that eating in a group tends to make you eat more because you're in a party or you're in a social setting and you're not paying attention to what you eat. What are your thoughts about that?
I think when you're in a group, you tend to over-order because, you know, you always feel like, oh, I don't think we've ordered enough. So you always tend to order more. But when you're alone, you think the opposite way. Oh, I hope I don't order too much because it's just me. So your mindset changes. So I think in that way, eating alone, you tend to watch your portions and you tend to think a little bit more about what you're ordering, as opposed to, it's okay if I'm not going to eat it, someone else is going to eat it because we're in a group or there are more than one of us.
So how does your place cater to people who want to eat alone?
Well, I actually built an open kitchen so that you can sit and look into the kitchen and you can even chat with the chefs if you want to. and you can see how, what's going on. And I also built an open bar top for dining as well, so that people who single diners can sit and still feel that they're around people, as opposed to sitting at a table on their own. Does kind of have a more exclusive, you feel like you're excluded. Whereas when you sit like in a long, kind of a straight row, like in a bench kind of sitting, mm-hmm. You do kind of feel that you're still a part of a group of people, even though you don't know any of them, but you still feel that you are part of that group.
So that was Zoe Rai, owner and chef at Zoe, a restaurant in Bangsa, KL. And, you know, eating alone, it's so closely tied to the idea of being alone, right? you know, and research by the Eden Project's Community Building Initiative, The Big Lunch, and this is in UK, found that on the whole, people are not eating alone by choice, but rather as a result of busy lives and hectic work schedules.
Yeah, and furthermore, we are not happy about it. So according to the Wellbeing Index in the UK, eating alone has had the most negative impact on people's reported wellbeing levels after having a mental health disorder.
Wow. Oh, that's serious, yeah.
Yeah, and so in other words, people feel really bad about eating alone. So this is in contrast to the perception that eating alone equals quality me time and a chance to think and reflect by yourself.
So another consequence of dining alone relates to the health effects. As Zoe mentioned, eating alone could have a variable impact on our eating habits in general. So the evidence is actually inconsistent. So the Guardian article quoted a series of studies by US psychologist John DiCastro that showed that eating in company makes you eat more. And you know, at a dinner for two, you will eat around 35% more than you would eat if you were alone. And in a party of four, you will eat 75% more, and at a table of seven, nearly twice as much.
I guess because you tend to order more food, as Zoe said. Yeah, that's so true. There's more at the table in front of you.
The wish to overindulge.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but in contrast, a 2017 study from South Korea pointed to bad news for those eating alone. So it actually found an association between men who regularly ate alone and a 45% greater risk of becoming obese. And the University of Cambridge's Center for Diet and Activity Research also found that over 50s who were single ate 2.3 fewer vegetable products daily.
I wonder if those were men. But, you know, there's also the rise of smartphone use, right? Which means that dining alone, you know, the people who do that tend to be on their phones, as I discussed with Zoe earlier. Now, I know not everyone necessarily enjoys their own company, and there's nothing wrong with wanting some entertainment while you eat, so reading or watching something. Just that the obvious pitfall here is that you may potentially be distracted when you're fixated on watching or reading something, and you may end up eating more. So, I mean, we did reach out to you guys on social media. We've got quite a lot of comments, Kelly. Let's have a look at some of them.
Okay, so on WhatsApp, someone messaged in and said, "Of course, I eat alone. It allows me to focus on food."
Not on having to make conversation.
Exactly. And Ruben Yap commented and he said, I eat alone most of the time, no problem. I think it depends on the type of personality. I appreciate peace and quiet and my me time. So if you're a social butterfly, then yeah, this would be so painful or even unthinkable.
Yes, absolutely.
And someone else WhatsApped in and said, I prefer to eat with my friends because it is the company that I enjoy the most, as well as having deep, meaningful conversations. Eating alone, in my opinion, gives me social anxiety.
Yeah, I think that's where you were saying, Suan, earlier, that for some people, eating alone has such a negative impact that on their well-being that it comes second to having a mental health disorder. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you feel so badly about it, you shouldn't force yourself to do it just to fit in, right? What about on Twitter, Kelly?
So on Twitter, Fendi of Night tweeted in and said, even better... even better, there's more time for myself. I believe his response is yes, he is okay with eating alone in public. Adrian Tai wrote in and said, it's my me time. Melissa, I think, said, don't mind sharing a table with a stranger as well.
All right.
And Swenny Swanee, sorry, tweeted in and said, I've been eating alone even before smartphones and cheap mobile internet, which doesn't make it so awkward for folks now. I'm also showing my age.
I know what you mean.
And Cheryl Mirza said that, yeah, eating alone is what keeps me sane. And Elizabeth Tai said, it's one of the biggest joys in life, ignoring people while you eat. I would argue you can do that while you're eating.
While you're eating as well. Well, you see that happening now, right? A lot of people sitting in a group and they're all on their phones.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the comments that was really interesting was sharing a table with strangers.
Yeah.
And I find that I do that only when I'm traveling. Mm. So that's, if I'm traveling alone, that's the opportunity that I have, or rather, by default, I would have to go and eat out alone.
Yeah.
And when you sit at a communal area or at a bar, locals tend to strike up conversations with you. Mm. They just want to know, and they can see, obviously, especially in Western countries, that I'm not local there.
Yeah.
And you get to meet really interesting people, and you get recommendations for where to go, for example, and you sort of make new relationships there.
That's true. I mean, I suppose unless you intended to go out and eat alone to have some alone time.
Mm. Well, I mean, I think you can have a bit of that, and then you can also have a little bit of just getting a feel of what people around you are like.
Yeah. I used to be not today. Today I'm very comfortable eating out alone. But I think even just a few years ago, I used to feel so uncomfortable because I used to worry that people would think I am alone, but not in the restaurant, but like in line. I used to feel so self-conscious over that. Like, I felt like, oh, they must pity me because I'm eating alone. And I already look so much younger. I look like a lost kid. Just going out to eat. So, I used to feel very uncomfortable back then. But now, I guess, and I have to admit, I think with having a smartphone that I use very often, so it does take away a bit of that awkwardness. Mm. I would attribute it to that, and also because I now realize that I can eat very comfortably, meaning not having to worry about how much I eat or you know what I do when I'm alone. So I think all of that comes into play as well.
What about you, Suen?
I agree, Kelly. I used to think it was really awkward eating on my own just because it kind of just seems quite sad, potentially from an outside perspective. But then also, I guess it was just me thinking that. And, you mentioned the study that was carried out in the UK, and I stayed there for a while living alone as a student. And I think having friends who were very comfortable just going out alone, just going out to eat alone, also taught me to be confident in myself and just, to do things whenever I want. Mm. And at the end of the day, I can enjoy the food that I'm eating much better without distractions.
I noticed that. I enjoy eating a lot more, just the food when I'm alone.
Mm.
Not, I guess it's because, like you said, like when you go out to dinner, you tend to make conversations with people.
Yes.
When you just, if you're eating fish, you might choke on the bone.
Okay, Kelly.
And I think, but for me, when I see someone else eating alone, I don't feel anything unless they're an elderly person, like a really old auntie or uncle, then I feel a bit sad.
Right, because the assumption there is perhaps their family has left them or their partners have passed on. I mean, that's true. And I think the statistics in the UK where they see the highest number of those eating alone are the above 65s and above 75 is because there's a stronger practice of older people living by themselves, right? After their children have left the nest, so to speak. And again, it's interesting to think about whether that might be different here. I do see some older people eating in coffee shops alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a passage of life. And it could be that is something they treasure as well. So very often it's us making these assumptions about somebody dining alone.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder whether it would be interesting to sit down with them one day and then just ask like, hey, what's your story? They might very well say, go away. I want my me time.
That's true.
So let's just, recap our Twitter poll again.
So before that, we have another comment on Twitter from Olivia, who said, absolutely, eating alone helps me clear the mind and enjoy my own company.
I must say I'm very surprised at these comments. I actually started prepping this story thinking that most people would say they are not comfortable eating alone. Yeah.
an overwhelming amount of you apparently do. So we asked you, are you okay with eating alone in public? And 85% of you said yes, followed by 14% of you who said only if I have to, and only 2% of you said never.
All right. So you can keep the conversation going. You can still tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or look us up on Facebook at BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast at bfm.my on our BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Speakeasy will be the second part of the show on polyglot poetry. So stay tuned for that. You've been listening to The Daily Digest. And to take us out, here's The Beatles with Strawberry Fields Forever, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.